From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Today, Michael Phelps won his 8th gold medal of the Beijing Olympics. The American 400 medley relay team won the final swimming race in world record time. NPR's Howard Berkus reports from Beijing.
8 days, 8 gold medals, 7 world records. Michael Phelps now has more golds than any other Olympian in any sport in a single Olympics. He supplants previous record holder Mark Spitz, who won 7 golds at the Munich Games in 1972. The American 400 medley relay team was third when Phelps hit the water for the butterfly leg. He powered past the leaders and finished his lap in first. Teammate Jason Lezak held the lead through the final freestyle lap. Aaron Pearsall led off in the backstroke, followed by Brendan Hansen swimming breaststroke. The final time set a world record. Phelps' pile of gold medals came in a grueling week of 17 final and preliminary races, include practices, and it was 30 miles of swimming. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.
Also at the Olympics today, Venus and Serena Williams won the Olympic gold medal in women's doubles. This is the second gold medal for the sisters. They won the doubles event at the Sydney Games. They sat out the Olympics in Athens because Serena was hurt. The International Olympic Committee confirmed today that Greek hurdler Fani Halkia has been sent home after she tested positive for steroid use. Halkia is the reigning champion of the 400-meter hurdles. Russian troops remain in Georgia a day after Russia signed a ceasefire. The agreement calls for both Russia and Georgia to withdraw their troops to positions held before fighting broke out August 8th. NPR's Ivan Watson is following the story in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi.
As recently as Saturday afternoon, Russian forces were digging in at a location about 20 miles west of the Georgian capital, digging in alongside a highway there. We also have Russian troops operating freely throughout western Georgia, coming in and out of the Black Sea port of Poti, the town of Zugdidi, and operating at will freely throughout the western part of the country. Over the course of the past several days, Russian forces have gone in and out of the Georgian military navy terminal in Poti and have ransacked that place, have destroyed it and carted away some of the Georgian Coast Guard boats and sunk a number of military boats that were at that port.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Tbilisi. The Turkish military said today their warplane struck a suspected Kurdish rebel target in northern Iraq. No casualty figures were provided. The Kurdistan Workers' Party is fighting for self-rule in parts of Turkey's east and southeast. Tens of thousands of people have died in the fighting. This is NPR News from Washington. Residents and tourists in the Florida Keys are being told to prepare for a possible hurricane. Tropical storm Fay is expected to strengthen later today. 4 people died yesterday in floods in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. The governor of Florida has declared a state of emergency. Shannon Novak of member station WLRN in Miami has more.
Today, Fay sets her sights on Cuba. It's how the storm departs Cuba that will determine its effects on Florida. The Florida Keys could begin to feel the storm as early as Monday. Meteorologist Corey Walters said the Hurricane Center then predicts Fay moving along Florida's west coast, making landfall again near the central part of the state. But all of Florida should monitor the system. Along with loss of life, Fay has damaged hundreds of homes in the Dominican Republic, where 15,000 lost power. In Haiti, a nation struggling with a food crisis, the most fertile region was flooded. The extent of agricultural damage is still unknown. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
Fire officials in California say they don't know when 5 wildfires in the Los Padres National Forest will be contained. The fires were sparked by lightning and have burned nearly 250 acres of brush. The Washington Post is reporting that the Justice Department is considering bringing criminal charges against several Blackwater Worldwide security guards. The paper says the Justice Department has sent target letters saying the guards are being investigated for shootings in Baghdad last September that killed 17 Iraqis. Blackwater officials say the guards were ambushed. Iraqi witnesses claim the guards were not provoked and fired indiscriminately. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.